Do you really know what you want out of life? Have you found your purpose, your destiny? Well, I'm here to give you a quick, easy way for you to discover what it is exactly you should be doing with your life.
I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now.
Okay, so the reason I brought this topic up is because, let's face it, a lot of us struggle with finding our purpose. What is our destination? What are we meant to be? Are we reaching our potential? Are we living our dreams? Or are we, you know, settling for a mediocre, boring, not fulfilling life, right? So your purpose is very, very important. Actually, if you look back at one of the previous episodes, we talk about, you know, your passion plus your priorities equal your purpose. So go back and watch that video. So you can get a little more information about that. But now we're going to talk about how's an easy way to discover what that is. So I like to use a good system when I say, you know what, it's okay if you don't exactly know what you want out of life or in general. And so that seems to be the question, like, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And a lot of times it's, you know, hard to decide. I like a little bit of everything. I'm not sure. Do I like chocolate? Do I like vanilla? Do I like strawberry? Like, what's your favorite ice cream or what's your favorite color? Or, you know, all of these decisions. And so sometimes when you look at all of these options, it's hard to make a decision, right? And so sometimes it's hard for you to pinpoint exactly where you want to be and what you want to do and how you want to do it. So here's my system. Here's the recipe to help you get closer to deciding and figuring out what that actually is. This is what I always say. It's okay if you don't know what you want. However, you better find out what you don't want. I know it sounds simple, it sounds easy, but this is what I call the process of elimination. You start to peel away all of the stuff you don't want, then your options are limited, then your choices become more clear, then you get to evaluate them in a different way, then you're looking at them differently and you start visualizing yourself going down that road, making that decision. You can get a more feel and taste and expectations of the remaining options to give you a better idea to further eliminate one or two or 10 to eventually get to a small number whereby then you can say, yes, I don't want to be a lawyer. I don't want to be a doctor. I want to be an accountant, right? Or whatever it is you're deciding. So that's why it could be a life decision. It could be a career. It could be a relationship. It could be, you know, buying a new car. Okay, so that's number one. Doesn't matter. This applies to every decision in your life. It's okay if you don't for sure know what you want. You better know what you don't want. Okay, what else do you need to know? So while you're going through this process, I also say sometimes you need to actually open yourself to more opportunities. So sometimes you don't know what you want because the options you're looking at are very limited. And you're like, oh, well, I only see chocolate and vanilla, but I don't want either one of those. So you're too busy contemplating on, do I want chocolate or do I want vanilla? When, and get up, go to a different ice cream store, and maybe you'll find strawberry, or maybe you'll find Rocky Road, or whatever it else it is. So what I'm trying to say is don't give up too soon just because you have a couple of options. Look further, get outside your comfort zone, go keep looking, keep searching, keep doing things. And I think dating is one of these things. A lot of times People get comfortable in a relationship and they feel like, okay, this is all right. It's not perfect. It's not great, but you know, it's okay. I'd rather stay with this relationship that is not knocking my socks off. You know, it's cool. It's comfortable. Sometimes they're great. Sometimes it's not. However, I don't feel like going out and meeting new people and being on the scene and have to do all these different things. So you do have to commit, right? You have to have some kind of a commitment to, okay, if you deserve better, you need to step out and go and explore. And sometimes you have to say no to one option in order for another option to become apparent, become visible, for you to see it in a way and be able to welcome it. Okay, that's very important also. Sometimes even after you've made the choice, sometimes we hold on to that decision for various reasons instead of throw it back and then keep going, you know, fishing, right? Sometimes you catch a fish, you're so excited you caught a fish that you're like, okay, I'm done. Let's go put it back on the frying pan or whatever you're gonna do with it. So no, if it's not the fish you want, throw it back. Just because you got one doesn't mean that you should settle. Okay, so I'm bringing up a lot of life possibilities, right? I'm talking about a lot of different scenarios. However, it's part of the decision-making process, whether it's relationship, buying a car, ice cream, or your job, your career. All of these things, we go through a filtering system in our head, what we like, what we don't like, and we start to analyze and go back and forth with all of these different things. So this is a system that I use to just quickly identify some of the things that you do like, and then also, like I said, get rid of the things that you don't like. That will help you get better clarity on what it is that you can focus on, make a smart decision, and you know what? If you don't like it, you can always try again. So I hope this video was very happy and satisfying and you learned a couple things, all right? That's it. Get out there and make it a great day.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments, so please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most. On your left is another video from this playlist. On the right is a popular video from a similar playlist. And you can subscribe by clicking in the middle. Now, get out there and learn something new. Remember to enjoy your day and be sure to touch people's lives in a positive way.